My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin discusses with his scammer Belinda the Facebook page she set up as Agnes Ariti, as well as the people she may have asked for money on the page. She is also quizzed on the people that were lured in by the page's profile picture of Julie Love. Davin also asked her if she would have revealed the truth that she is Belinda if he was a racist, which he is not. So listen and enjoy the demise of Agnes.
I got millions of shit going on you people don't even know about
yet. I totally forgot about that. Yeah. But Flory was completely stupid. Really doesn't
and
speak English well. And she's back because she forgot that she had scammed him before and she came back playing all stupid. Oh, hi. I'm a new person to you. And
gunshots are only superficial.
Yeah, after we pretended that me, Big Pippa Pump, had shot fake
Devin.
Well,
we'll get to Flory. We'll get to
Flory. Yeah, but what I'm saying is that she was stupid. Agnes is really smart and engaging and actually, Agnes Belinda. And she seems like, you know, she has a really good line of bullshit. So I'm not surprised that there were comments that popped up on the Facebook page saying, I was almost going to send you money. Holy shit, you know.
I go, I see some other men were asked to send some money to you.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, what was that? I go, come on, just come clean. She goes, I didn't ask anyone to send me money, promise. Well, that means a lot from her. I go, then I give a guy's name.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Clark. I go, really? And you want, really? And you wanted Western Union money for Xmas? Wow. Be well.
Oh.
I'm saying bye because she's lying.
Yeah.
She goes, why do you have that impression? Because it's on Agnes's page. Parentheses, I would have put stupid.
If it was Joe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there would be no parentheses.
No, it would just been stupid.
Be understood. You understood.
It's like stupid understood.
Exactly. She goes, he wanted to send me something for Christmas. That's why I told him to do it through Western Union. I go, I don't think you're being honest with me right now. I think that Walter/Wagner, he changed his name too, guy, was made to fall in love with you as well. I think there have been more. I think you should tell me everything now, because when I find out later, and I will find out, I will no longer be interested in talking with Agnes or Belinda. Just reveal it all.
Yeah.
Now, I go from being really nice to I can be a real hard ass.
Oh, God, it with a flip of a switch.
Yeah.
Are we still talking about the scamming?
Well, I have been working out. Thank you for noticing.
Teasing him.
So there was a long pause. I go, silence means they are thinking. A girl I knew said that to me once. Now that's what Belinda, when she was Agnes, because remember I was telling her about my ex-girlfriend Flory coming back and wanting money, and I asked questions. I go, she's silent. What do you think that means? And
it means thinking.
Yeah. That's what she said. So now I threw that back at her.
You have the memory of an elephant. You remember everything
that
you
said. Well,
I also
have the shit in front of me.
Yeah, I know, but I mean...
But not at that moment when I came up
moment.
With that. No, not when I came up
no,
with that.
You remember a lot of stuff that they say, because I would not be able to catalog all that, I mean, because my brain is shot at this point of the game, but I would not be able to remember all of the details of the things that they said to be able to throw it in their face that fast, you know, because...
Yeah, this is all real time. This is all instant message shit. This is no emails.
I know that women are supposed to be able to catalog everything that somebody said wrong and throw it at them during a fight, and like years later, I don't do that, so I don't have it ready in my access. I forget the nasty stuff, but you remember all the little tweaks.
It's my job.
Yeah.
I get paid handsomely for this. Shut up. I go, you told Wagner you thought he would send you stuff around Valentine's Day. You said, I love you to him.
Yeah.
Because that was on Agnes's page back in the day.
Yeah.
She goes, you think if I knew I would have put up the message, hon? A little trust will be nice.
Oh, snap.
And that's
I'm
what,
sorry.
And that's what the scammers always do. Even when she was lying to me with more bullshit, like, you don't trust me? And that's but that's a scammer move.
Yeah.
It's always, oh, you should trust me. You
and
should
it's like,
me.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm a dick. I don't trust you.
So I said, Belinda, I trusted you unconditionally as you kept telling me to. Meanwhile, it was all a lie. I am learning to trust you again. It will take a while. You'll have to be patient if you wish to stick around. I was devastated.
Mm-hmm.
I go, Clark was willing to send you money. Clearly, he had feelings for you. If it was just friendship, he would not react like this.
Yeah.
That was the guy who said, you know, on, oh,
like,
I was going to send you money.
Wow. Yeah.
She goes, that is true. I asked Clark for some money because I really needed it. After she just said a couple of minutes ago, I didn't ask anybody for money. I promise.
I really didn't, but I just asked him for a little.
Dumb bitch. I go, fine. There were feelings with Wagner. How much did he send you? She goes, he didn't send anything. He was going to see what he could do, but I waited and nothing came, so I borrowed from a friend. Here, you can ask him if you think I am lying. It's the truth.
Really?
I go, okay, well, you told him you loved him and he loved you. I'm fine with it. I just wish you would not have denied it. So what would you have done if I did say I do not black people? If I was a racist dick, would you still have revealed the truth? Because remember, that's why her excuse why she went into hiding was because some guy said not nice things to her because she's black. But she's a pretty black girl.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl.
She really is a pretty girl. But the thing is, oh, so somebody said something racist to you, so you put up a fake picture
to meet somebody
because that's really a strong foundation.
Absolutely.
Any relationship is, I'm going to put up a picture of somebody that you like so that I can bait and switch you. What? Because somebody said something nasty? That's ridiculous.
Shoddy.
Yeah.
Logic. She goes, yes, because I have grown fond of you. And also, I feel something for you. It would have hurt if you don't like me because of my race, but I can't do anything about it. And that plays into the thing, why the fuck did she reveal what she revealed when she revealed it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
No, which is the problem with this fish.
Business-wise, it doesn't make any sense.
I go, well, I'm not an asshole like that. I'm an asshole in creative and unique ways. And she has no idea.
Just no idea.
That was one of those double meaning ones I throw in there sometimes.
I enjoy those. There's like jokes for me.
Yeah. She goes, LOL. I go, how many people do you think were lured in by the picture of Julie Love? Julie Love is the picture that Agnes used. This is a model. She lives in Florida, but this is a model that a lot of the Ghanaian scammers use.
Well, Chris thinks that in the chat, thinks that it sounds like any dating site. The people use fake means to real people, and they do. You know, the hook is here is that they start asking for money.
Yes. Take your money, and then they never show up when you give them the money.
Right.
She goes, can't tell you, but they were not that much, just a couple. I go, okay. Are you glad you posted the message or wish you had not? Just a couple. No wonder I stand. Then I go, just a couple. No wonder I stand out. She goes, it's the right thing to do, and I'm glad I did it. I also want a future with you, so I did. I go, well, leave it up for a couple days, and then we will kill Miss Agnes Arete.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.